Bit Blast.
Online radio. Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Oh boy, I tell you, I think that we are going to have an absolutely fabulous, fabulous show tonight. Tonight, we have in the studio with me the infamous Cassandra Calloway. She is a celebrity journalist, a radio talk show host and personality. She's a philanthropist. I'm telling you, she's the queen of the red carpet in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. You never know if you're going to see her at the Oscars or maybe at a scandal party. Cassandra Calloway, she, as phenomenal as she is very, very, very known for bringing the best to us. She has worked with the likes of Toni Braxton, Will Smith, Angela Bassett. She's hosting celebrity basketball games and entertainment shows and events. She also hosts her own radio show on Calloway Nation that reaches nearly 3 million listeners each week via her renowned broadcasting directly out of Los Angeles, California. Let me tell you something. When you have Calloway, Cassandra Calloway, they call her, you have an experience. And I am telling you tonight, you are going to have an experience. We're going to have the great pleasure of listening to her share her story. What is her story? We see her excited and powerful, making moves on the red carpet, doing her thing. But who is Cassandra Calloway? So I want you to get ready, sit back. I want you to get your popcorn, get your wine if you have some, because you're going to need it. And also get your Kleenex, because we've got some great things in store for us tonight. Second hour, I want you to call in. I want you to call in to 718-766-4227, 718-766-4227, and get ready for just some live entertainment. We're going to have Cassandra Calloway here with us live, doing what she does, and I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. You're going to laugh. You're going to have fun, and you're going to want to call everybody that you know. I want you to Facebook it. I want you to tweet it. I want you to do what you must do to let everyone know that we are live right here tonight on True Purpose Radio. And listen, before we get into the show, very briefly, we've got some great news as well. Just recently, Cassandra Calloway, she has joined us, and she's going to be right back after this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, there's my love for you. Well, I am so excited tonight. In case you've just joined us for listening to the True Purpose Development Show, I am your host, Dr. Princess Odelia. And this show, as it is every week, it's brought to you by the nonprofit organization, Bountiful Opportunities Group. Tonight, we have a phenomenal show ahead of us. I'm telling you, we are going to have a blast tonight. We have in our studio Cassandra Calloway. In case you did not hear, she is the celebrity journalist, radio talk show host, personality. She is also an artist, a philanthropist, and she, some things that you may not know about her, she actually began her career in the entertainment industry while attending John Jay University, where she became a Dynasty Radio personality. She was also a former Miss Teen New York and larger-than-life personality. She has quickly garnered attention as go-to girl for the entertainment industry and began working with the likes of Toni Braxton. Did you guys hear me? She toured around the world with Toni Braxton for some time, with Will Smith and also Angela Bassett and so many more. I want you to welcome, and I'm telling you, we consider this a great honor. I want you to welcome to our studio, the True Purpose Development Show, Miss Cassandra Calloway.
Wow.
Yes, and you get two claps up for that one. I'm telling you, I am just loving. How are you tonight?
Let me make sure we have this call-in number right. The call-in number is 718-766-4227, correct?
That's it. 718-766-4227.
Okay, so I got some people on Facebook saying I put the number wrong, but okay, it's right. Yo, dude, I can do this show every day if I have an intro like that. You know, I'm like, really? I was sitting there going, like, who's she talking about? Really? I'm like, oh, wow, you talking about me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find your chat room. I can't find your chat room on Blog Talk.
Oh, you know what? Let's see.
There it is.
Right there.
Okay, so before we go any further, right, though, it's Throwback Thursday, right? And my boy, Naked Moon, Mark put up a picture of himself before he grew into his lips in a Miami Vice suit. And I told him I was going to bust him out, so I'm busting him out live right now because I can't believe with his one eyebrow up and his forehead being that greasy, making moves. Here's the deal. He looks crazy in that picture, but he did an amazing job on www.CassandraCalloway.com. Hey!
And Cassandra is doing exactly what Cassandra does. She is putting it down, doing her live commercial right here on the True Purpose Development Show. All right. Now, you want to give the website out one more time.
CassandraCalloway.com. That's CassandraCalloway. Yo, Princess Ophelia,
yes.
What is going on in your background? What are you?
Oh, you hear something?
Yeah.
No, I'm.
So we've been waiting for this interview for.
All right. Is that better? Is that better? Pardon? Okay. I had my headphones on and I was trying to multitask. I was trying to do it like the big people do it. So I had my headphones on. So I guess that's not going to work for us today. So that's okay. So are we good now?
Oh, we're perfect now.
Okay. Good. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Cassandra, you doing well today?
I'm doing fabulous today. Great day. Actually, I felt like Elizabeth Taylor and Chanel number 5 because I spent the day with the guys who are doing my oil and we worked out a new label for this Saturday, the new 40 event where, you know, we got a whole new Cadillac fragrance coming up and I'm just happy, yo.
Day to day.
There, you sound better too. You sound so much better. Wonderful, wonderful. I was just getting ready to tell you, you sound like you were far away in the distance. Okay, wonderful. So you said you have a new fragrance coming out.
Oh, yeah, it's called the Calliosity. Actually, it debuted this past Tuesday on the red carpet at the Black Age Institute Gala, where they honored Monique and Jamar from The Voice and so many other people. So, I cleared up mine. You need to clear up yours.
Am I still sounding bad right now?
Like I'm hearing like some crazy background noise.
I don't know if you hear the music. I have a little music playing in the background. Is that what you're hearing?
I don't know what it is, but okay, go ahead. You're clear now.
Okay, yes.
It's your show.
Okay. All right then. I got
to try to get in that.
Yeah, I have a little music playing in the background, but maybe I don't know. So listen, we are going to have a wonderful, wonderful time with you tonight. And as we always do it here on the True Purpose Development Show, before we get all to the fun and all that great stuff, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about who is Cassandra Calloway. That is the mystery. Because you are exciting, you come with so much energy, and it's amazing to see you in operation. So I am definitely clear that whenever you are as powerful as that, anyone like that always, absolutely always has a story to tell. They have come through somewhere, okay? So first, let's start off. How did you start with your career? Who are you? How did you decide to come to do the radio interviews, the celebrity hosting? How did you start your career?
Well, it actually kind of started in a, my mom says, you know, we used to do talent shows, me and my brother and my cousin. But I remember at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, where I did my undergrad degree, I started the radio station there, and I wanted to interview Susan Taylor of Essence Magazine, and I called Essence, and I talked to Terry Williams, who actually is still very good friends with her, and was actually the Essence Magazine public relations person for years, that I wanted to do this interview at John Jay. And I got the bio, and there was things I called back, like, you know, does she drink tea? You know, I was just very into details and making sure that the person who I interviewed understood that I took time and the details of them. I didn't want the regular answer of, you know, what everybody else asked you. I had to try to figure out a way I could ask you and just be different. And then, you know, I left that, and, you know, like I said, I ran the Land Quarter and worked with Tony Braxton and Boys to Men. I've done so many things, but on June 5th of 2009, something snapped in me. I know what it was. You know, I realized that, you know, emotional blackmail was not going to happen anymore when it comes to your parents, and I decided to live my own life. And on June 5th, 2009, I said I was going to, you know, do on July 4th that I wanted to do a show on the radio because I knew people. I knew I needed a theme song. I knew I needed a news person. I knew I needed a co-host for the chat room. I do these things. So I went to several people who were around at the time who seemed like they were interested in it as like I was. And we launched on July 4th where we had 96, you know, actually between live and archive listeners for that first show. You know, we're 2014, we've had over 2.5 million listens, you know, via live or archive. So with that, and I say that the first year of Caliwood, I won't say I was lackadaisical about it, but it was like, you know, I knew I could do it, I just did it. Then there's like certain elements and things that you put into place when you're doing things that you just want to get better. And as I realized, I'm like, you know, when I was like a 96 person, I'm like, okay, when I get to 100,000 listeners, you know, Pepsi's going to come in. Or, you know, past 100,000 listeners, now I'm a million listeners. I can't still get the sponsorship or just certain things. But then I have to go back because there were certain people, you know, like Mad City Records, a friend of mine, Jay, was one of my first sponsors when, you know, Caliwood was being brought to you by Mad City because they paid the blogs off. So there have been people that have been around, and there have been people that have fallen off, and for good reason, because I went through a situation or era where I was trying to fit square pegs into round holes, and then I realized I couldn't do that anymore, and once I decided that was going to stop, the floodgates just started opening, and now, you know, I'm that, what you say, the hostess with the most on the red carpet doing what I do.
Now, before you started this part, you have a big history in New York. You were with Tony Braxton. You have a lot of history with the stars, you know, just hanging out, hanging out at a club that you managed in New York. Tell us about your career with Tony Braxton and that whole era, and how you transitioned into the next phase.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is true, because I went on Facebook, I don't know, a while ago, and someone hit me up, and they were like, I remember you from Radio City and Latin Quarter and Tony Braxton. And unless I look at the pictures, I, like, really don't remember, not to say that it wasn't important, but like I said, you know, I've made history when it comes to careers and things. And so I say like this, when I started with like I said, it doesn't just start with Tony Braxton, but I guess the mainstream of where, you know, if you turn on BET or MTV or ABC or Ellen, you know, or the Rosie O'Donnell show when, you know, Tony was her first guest and you see me, you know, you look at the early part of her life, you'll see pictures and you'll see me, you know, in the background standing, you know, doing what I do. And I guess I did what I did, and I'm that type of person that behind the scenes person, that behind the scenes chick, that you see them, but and they handling business, but you don't really need to see me. And that's how I lived it. You know, it was cool because I had already had the dynasty, and I already had been this team, and just all the other things. So when I came into the Tony Braxton era, it was like, you know, it's time for me to step back. because it's not about me. You know, so it's about this person doing it now. I'm not gonna lie. If I could sing, y'all would never know who the hell Toni Braxton was. But because I can't sing, you know, I'm in my lane. But I'm just being honest, in my head, I'm like Barbara Streisand, Toni Braxton, Faith Evans, Erykah Badu, you know, I'm just like that, you know, Beyonce, but not Beyonce that people be killing themselves once they join her church or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I just, like, I saw myself as a singer. And I had this this epiphany. And the epiphany was my grandmother passed away, which was my mother's mother. And we're in South Carolina, and I driven up from Atlanta with my girl Jeannie. And we're at this tiny, we're at the church, and they're singing this little light of mine, right? Now, this is my mother's mother, and if y'all don't know, my mother's got this. Like, you know how parents, you know, mother's, this is emotion, right? So my mother is, like, in the throes of her grief. And when I say in the throes, like, you know, it's like if the casket was open, she would have jumped in it, crying and wailing, right? And I'm, like, trying to hold her down, but at the same time, I'm singing this little light of mine in her ear, right? And as she's wailing off, she just kind of just stopped. Tells me you need to shut up. And that's when I realized, you know, I'm not Janet. I'm not Anita. Uh-huh. I'm not Whitney. You know, maybe singing is not my lane. You know, no matter how much grief you're in, you know. And in my head, it sounded great. In my head.
She said, you're making this not so well. I would please be quiet.
Exactly. It was a pity to shut up. It was a pity to shut up. It was like that. You need to shut up. Like, you know, when you were a kid and your parents tell you to shut up, you're about to pee on yourself because you know they're serious. Now I'm working. I bought you cars and houses. Shut up. I'm about to pee on myself. Come on now.
Well, that's okay. You may not have been a singer, but you are definitely, definitely inspirational on the mic, okay? So you made the mic in some kind of way. So now you light up a room. People that you touch, people that you meet, it's not like it's the first time. You don't meet strangers. You meet people, you embrace them. And what I want to talk about, I want to talk about the Cassandra, the everyday Cassandra that so many people may not know, because that story is the story that is so transformational. It's so unique, and it can resonate to so many individuals who have gone through life circumstances and thought that they couldn't make it, gone through life circumstances, gave up, decided not to move forward, but you, Cassandra, have pushed past all limitations, and you have taken your life to the next level. In spite of circumstances, you've done that. Now, when you're in your ear, with Toni Braxton,
and you're in my era like I'm dead. What the hell? What, in my era?
No. You're not listening. In your ear, I was talking about a specific ear, okay? You're still in your ear. You're in your ambiance, okay? So now you got to follow me. I said, in your ear, I was saying with the Toni Braxton days and all of that, you actually went through a transformation, and things happened in your life that caused for your circumstance to change, and you continued to push forward. In that, you developed a philanthropy, and you give back on a daily. Who is Cassandra? I should say, let me ask you this. As you pushed past your transition in your life, your personal life, from that era, who did you become? How did that impact your life today with what you do philanthropically?
Well, I mean, like you say, we all have our trials and tribulations. We've had our molestations. We've had our rapes. We've had our issues. I've taken those situations and I've done lots of therapy. I mean, lots of therapy. And Cassandra is somebody that didn't let those things stop her, you know, whereas I could have become, you know, a crackhead or a prostitute or wherever, you know, when those things happen to individuals, they go down a whole different path, you know, of alcoholism and just different things. And what I decided was, I was like, you know what, you know, I'm too good for that. And I don't know if I decided or it was God told me you was just too good for that. I just knew that I didn't know I would be doing what I'm doing now, but I just knew I'd be doing what I was doing now. So it's like, you know, it's just, it's like no sweat off my back. Like, yo, if you say you can't do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's no big deal to me. Because I'm going to make sure that, you know, it gets done. So, and you know, throughout my life, I guess that's how I dealt with it. You know, it's like, you know, from, you know, my first love, Corey breaking my heart, you know, cheating on me to, you know, just you know, it's the things that make you a better person, but it doesn't define you. I don't sit here and think about the past. Okay, yes, I've had a great past, but if I keep looking back in the, you know, in the mirror, like, you know, and living in the past, oh, remember when I was in love with you? Then, you know, what does the future hold? Not to say I don't miss it, you know, but it's like, for me, it happened, it happened. You know, I'm going to remember certain things if I look at pictures or whatever, but, if, you know, once it happens, it's over for me. Not to say, I don't want you to think, anybody to think that I don't appreciate the things that God has put in me, but he's also put a thing in me where it's like, yo, you do what you do, and you're good at what you do, and I don't make excuses for what I do or who I am, so I'm cool. Yeah, you know, I have Cassandra, you know, two brothers, Melvin and Sidoni, my oldest brother, you know, the chef, my youngest brother is, you know, entrepreneur, you know, my father was Richard Calloway, passed away in June of, I think I want to say, 94, no relationship, you know, he thought $60 a week or a month was enough to give a single parent raising three of his kids, you know, to sustain. My mom went to work, you know, were we latchkey kids? Yeah, because, you know, once we got in the house, the door was locked, but we didn't go right in the house because we knew she wasn't going to be there. But as long as we did what was supposed to be done, and when she got home, everything was done and in place, everything's cool. So there's always been order. So I have a lot of order and structure in who I am. You know, I don't let anything scare me, and the things that scare me, you would never know. You know, and the few things that do, I share with one person, and if she say anything, I'll beat the hell out of her. I mean,
so that'll be all she wrote.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'm going to tell you, I when I think about all that you do daily, we're going to talk about that. I want us to talk about what inspired you to do what you do for the homeless. And I want you to share with us how that started right now.
You know what would really be great? Yo, we've been talking for 30 minutes. Can I get a break while I can water play a song?
You're going to do that. I was getting ready to take a break. This is the True Purpose Development Show. See, for those of you who are listening, Cassandra Calloway is also a friend of mine. And Cassandra Calloway is so real. And Cassandra Calloway is a leader. But Cassandra Calloway is on the True Purpose Development Show. So I want you to give us an intro. You know what? Matter of fact, since you want to take a break, I'm going to let you take a break. We're going to do a commercial, and we're going to come right back in under 5 minutes. So I don't want anybody to go anywhere because Cassandra Calloway.
5 minutes. I need like 30 seconds. I need to take a swallow.
Cassandra, take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. And in case you didn't hear, yes, she hosted a Scandal finale party, red carpet. Yes, she did. And it was really, really phenomenal. Did you hear this?
Thank you, ma'am. One more time, please. Scandal Gladiators, one more time, please. Catalyst, catalyst.com. The show is called Catalyst Live. I have 2.5 million listeners. You can check out my show by going to startcatalyst.com or blogtalk.com/catalyst. So on Tuesday, we did a free party on the air with Martha and the twins. Hello in December. These guys have an amazing song called Balloons. They toured with Prince, Martha, so many different people. These are two young ladies from Australia who are going to blow you away like they blew me away this past Tuesday. They are the number one hit song. Well, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to say number one in advance. But you can catch Balloon or download Balloon on iTunes. So ladies and gentlemen, my gladiators, let's get scandalous with Halloween December.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, 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 welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are back live with Cassandra Calloway, radio talk show host, personality, and celebrity journalist, artist. We are having a great time as we are just
she's sharing her story with us tonight, as she always inspires us and with her great energy and her phenomenal, phenomenal gift to do what she does tonight. She is having a very candid conversation with me. So I want you to get on the phone, call all of your neighbors and friends, let them know that we are on live with Cassandra Calloway. And before we get started, I do want to invite everybody to this knowledge. Cassandra Calloway recently has also become a part of the True Purpose Team, which is a part of the mission, the global mission that Bountiful Opportunities Group launched in 2010. We have mission to tour the world with the mission to inspire adults and youth to live happy, healthy, and true purpose driven. And this summer, we're going to be going to Kenya, and Cassandra Calloway will be coming along with us and doing her thing as her gift is, and that is to be the journalist and to also share and inspire, and I want to thank her for that. Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Well, Dr. O, thank you for letting me invite myself, and I can't wait. You know, I have a tendency of inviting myself to do things, you know, like I made, you know, Ron and them from the new 40 make me the host for the red carpet this Saturday, so I have a way of asking for things.
Well, we are excited about it. We're looking forward to it. So we're going to get right back to this interview because we don't have long in this first hour. We're going to start opening up the lines. We want you guys to feel free to call in, and we're going to just have some fun and music to call in to 718-766-4227. We're going to do what we do and, have a little party on the second hour. So, Cassandra, before we get to that, I want to get to this. You help the homeless. And, I mean, you help the homeless in a major way. What inspired you to do that?
You know what it is? My thing is, I come from New York, and we're in a city of hustle and bustle. Nobody speaks. Everybody's rude. When I moved to Los Angeles, I came with that same attitude. And one night I was sitting in George's restaurant. It's a restaurant that Denzel Washington, you know, used to own. And this is like the night after I had just done an event for the NAACP Image Awards where I like saved the day. And I'm sitting here by myself enjoying my food. And Benny Medina, who was the executive producer of The French Prince, and he managed everybody from Halle Berry and on, he sits down and he's like, you know, can I talk to you? And at first I was annoyed, right? I'm like, I just want to eat my chicken and my wop, you know, I just want to eat my food and go. And he was like, you know, I watched you last night, and I enjoyed you, he said, but you know what you need to do? He's like, you need to just take that edge off. You know, say, just be a little softer. Just, you know, just bring it down just a little, because guys like me do not want to deal with women like you. And it took me a while to understand that. And then once I took that edge off, man, the floodgates just started opening up. And that's when I realized, I was like, you know what? I would walk past people. And, you know, people have their heads down, and you don't see them, and you see homeless people, and you just think, you know, and coming from New York, there's so much, you know, like in L.A., there's no trash or anything. So when I see trash on the street, I'm out to pick it up. But I'm so used to seeing homeless people, and you're used to ignoring them. And once he said that, I was like, okay, I cannot ignore who I am, but I can't ignore other people in the street. And so I just thought, you know, whatever was in my bag, I had something left over. I'm like, you want something to eat? And then it just came and just started just, like, transpiring and, you know, growing from there. And that's when we got Feed the Streets. And, you know, my friends from Bagel Notch would give me the bagels. And at first I was just giving out bagels. And then my friend Gwen Priestley came aboard, and we started making sandwiches and making lunch bags. And then more people started donating clothes. And it just became a movement. And my thing was like, it could be a homeless person that you walk by, and it's one of your family members, and you wouldn't even know it, you know, because you're so apt to not pay attention to them. And what you need to pay attention to is like 30% of Americans are homeless. They're living on the street. So how can you just step over somebody or walk past somebody that you see every day or every other day or when you're going, whatever it is, and not at least extend some human kindness to them? So whether I'm giving you Now, most I don't give out money, but a few times I do because I know a couple of people, like, they want some coffee. If I can't go to get the coffee for them, I may give them a dollar. But, you know, if they're saying they're hungry and you have something in your bag, whatever, and you can feed them, it's easy. And if you keep doing it, it's like, it's so easy. And then when I found the Bread of Life for His Gospel, actually I was delivering bagels when I was doing a big bagel run before they stole my car. I was dropping off bagels because one day I saw all these people standing outside of their church, and I was like, okay, they're a food bank. So I just started dropping off bagels to them. Then one day I went in there, or actually I was actually after the Tatiana Ali show. I'm walking, I'm actually talking to Rich's sister, and I see this girl on the corner, and I kind of want to go over that way because there's like yard sale I want to look at. But there's also this lady on the corner trying to get my attention. I'm going to Rich's sister. I'm like, man, I just, you know, man, this is a crazy lady. So maybe if I talk and be extra animated, she realizes I'm on the phone, she won't interrupt me, and I can walk straight to the yard sale, right? So as this is my thinking, I'm walking, she's like, you don't remember me, I'm da-da-da from the food bank. And I just said to Rich's sister, like, I wish there was a food bank because I would want to give these people more. So paying attention to her for that. So we went from feeding 12 to 23 to now every day, you know, with what I get from them, I put stuff in my bag, and I just feed people, and it's effortless. So why did I do it? Because it's effortless, and God tells me to do it. I hope that answers your question. Hello? Did you go to sleep on me? Wow.
But you know what? It was not showing that it was mute, and I clicked the button, and there you go. There you go. So that is so inspiring. I'm gonna tell you, I am the type of person, I'm not very, I don't get too impressed with names and titles and all that kind of stuff. I mean, everybody, you know, somebody, to me, everybody is somebody. So whether you're, you know, President Barack Obama or, you know, Dionne Warwick or, you know, whoever you are, Beyonce, Jay-Z, you're a person just like me. What impresses me is when I see that somebody is doing something that is beyond them, that is not just thinking about them, but they're giving back. That impresses me. And I had known you for a while through the radio, but I had never been, like, just drawn until I saw that you were giving. And that made me dig deeper. Because when I saw that you were giving, then it was like, who is this? Because when someone has come to the place where they are humble and they're giving, it's inspiring. It's amazing. So you give and you do what you do. And every day, some people don't know. Now, do you want to share what you do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
No.
You say no. We're sharing the story. It inspires.
Yeah, but you know. So there's chapters to my book that you have to go to www.cassandracalloway.com to get, because I'm not giving it all to Dr. Princess O'Dea. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is on www.cassandracalloway.com.
Wow. You're going to do me like that, right? Today, you're going to do me like that. This is what I want to say. Why?
Because I've been waiting on this interview for like 4 weeks now, 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing me to the back of the corner. Keep pushing me back. Oh, I'm interviewing Denzel. I'm interviewing Jay King. I'm interviewing Rob. Oh, I'm interviewing Momo B. Oh, I'm going to get pushed to the back. Oh, I get pushed to the back. And now I finally get in here. I'm not giving you everything. Maybe later. Maybe later.
Oh, my God. Listen. There's so much more than meets the eye. And I'm just going to say this. But see, you, it has to come from you. It has to come from you. Now, listen here. Someone out there is thinking that because they do X, Y, Z, they can't do this over here. They think that their dream is too big, right? They think that their time has passed. So they stay in the one place, not being humble. You know, pride is something else. Pride to keep you from some things. But you don't have that. you do what you do phenomenally. And you're getting, I mean, I every time I turn around, you're on somebody's red carpet and you're doing what you're doing. So what do you have, Cassandra Calloway, that you will share with all of those who are listening who want to hear your story, because that story is what is transformational? Yes.
So you say, if I don't tell them what I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they can't understand why what I do on the weekends and red carpet means so much to me, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that story is a thing that empowers them. That's what inspires them. And whether you know it or not, I'm here to tell you that you are one great inspiration. Your story is amazing, and you have no idea how impactful that story is. So that's why I want you to share it. I want you to share it so that we can talk about that, and somebody listening can say, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too. That's why.
Yeah, you can go to www.cassandracalloway.com. No, I'm
okay, they're
going to go www.
They're going to do that after here.
All right, well,
this is what I'm going to do.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
What you going to do?
Nope, I'm not going to do anything. I am listening to you.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then you know what I do? I get on the dot, 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 right? And then I take the dot, dot, dot in like 45 minutes, right? Then I get to the dot, 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 right? And then it takes me about 15 minutes to set up the dot, 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 right?
Oh,
so
my
I'm doing the dot, 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 set up, right? I'm talking to DrAT.com while I'm setting up the dot, 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 right? So then from 8 o'clock, 8:30 to about 6 o'clock, I'm doing dot, 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 in the process of smelling sticky feet and stuff, but I'm dot, dot, dot. And at 6:05, I pick up the phone, and I call Dr. Princess Adelia, and I go, can you save me from the dot, 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 that DrAT.com can save me from? And then you go, you know what? The dot, 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 dot is saving you, because after you leave the dot, 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 you get to be on the red carpet for the new 40 Gala this Saturday. My boy, Ron.
Cassandra Calloway, I want you right now to tell the story. And you know what? I am here right now. I want to give great respect and appreciation to Starbucks here in Birmingham, Michigan, because we have people that are listening live here, Cassandra, to this wonderful interview as they've seen your videos and checked you out. And I want to just say, hey, 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 to Starbucks, all right? It's a great thing. Cassandra Calloway, I'm going to give you 2 seconds. I'm going to give you a little break. We're going to take a break, and you're going to think about how you're going to share your story, because your story is the one thing that is so powerful that even magnifies what you do on the red carpet. It means so much. It says so much about your character. It says so much. And I know that the audience is waiting. They're listening. They're tantalized. They went and got their glass of wine, and they're sitting there, or their tea. They're doing something because they're waiting on you. We'll be right back after this.
This is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com with a moment to be. Last time we talked about being a good receiver of compliments and how that can help build your confidence. I will go further into confidence building in one of the next moments to be, because that is really vital for you to succeed. But today we want to look at how to receive criticism. Well, first of all, you need to understand that criticism is just the opinion of someone. It has nothing to do with the truth. It has nothing to do with reality, with what really is. It's just the opinion of another person. Also, be aware that there's two types of criticism, constructive and destructive. Constructive criticism has one goal, and that is to help you. Destructive criticism has only one single goal, and that is to put you down. This is the type of criticism you want to push away from yourself. And as I'm saying it, I'm pushing my hand in the stop sign away from it. That's what you need to do. Don't let it get anywhere near you, because that has nothing to do with you. They're not criticizing you. They're criticizing their own shortcomings. So forget that. Just push it away. Never take that too hard. Constructive criticism is totally different. It is when somebody likes what you do, but they see ways how you can further improve them, and they share those ways with you. These are the type of criticism you need to implement. At least try it out, and maybe it will work. This is the whole concept of Toastmasters thing. Give constructive criticism. As of now, I want you to see the difference between envious, jealous criticism that you will push away immediately and not even listen to, and constructive criticism where people are sincerely trying to help you improve. This is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com with your moment to be.
Woo! Wow, wow, wow. Constructive criticism. Well, we are here live with Cassandra Calloway, and we are almost into our second hour where we're going to open up the line. So I want you to feel free to call 718-766-4227. I want you, if I know Cassandra Calloway has inspired people out there, just, and I want you to share your story. I want you to come on, have some laughs and fun and music with us this second hour. Now, Cassandra, we are back live.
Yeah.
And you had
I'm here.
You had 2.29 minutes to think about how you're going to tell this piece of us as we modulate into the second hour and we're getting ready to transition into this entertainment, open up these mics and do the darn thing. Now you come on and you share your story. What do you do on Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
All right, man, y'all can't tell nobody, right? This is between us, right?
Yes, it's between us. It's between us.
All right, I rob banks, man. I rob banks Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man. I go in the bank with notes, right, with a huge-ass horn, and a big afro wig, and a big mouth nose.
This is not fair. This is not fair. You
give me a dollar. I just need a dollar. That's why I figure if I hit a million banks for $1 each, they won't, you know, like, come on. How many people do you think that they will report that came into the bank? You know what I'm saying? So, come on, man. I'm a dollar bank robber, man. I'm not even asking for a bank robber. That's what I have to do.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, I have one question to ask. If I told what you did, would I not any longer be allowed on the Calloway Nation?
No.
If I shared your story.
You make it seem like I'm a prostitute or something. You make it seem like I'm a lady at night. Like,
no, you don't even get it. You don't even get it. You don't get it. This is so powerful. You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get the
point. You can tell them. You can tell them. Tell them. Tell them what I do. What do I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You work a job. You work the job, and you help people on that job. And I think in the hospital. Wait, no, don't you help people? No, I said you help people. Help people in the clinic, right? It's a dentist or clinic. Oh, okay, you help people in a clinic. You don't talk about what you do at night, but you could be very well. You get up early in the morning. You get out there, you take the public transportation, you get there, do what you do, get off the clock, and sometimes you're getting off the clock, going to the transportation to get changed, to get home, to go and meet Denzel Washington, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. And when they see you helping people every day, well, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the clinic. They have no idea that that's the same person that nearly 3 million people are listening to. They have no idea that that's the same person that have partied and dined with celebrities that we've all come to love, and you, like yourself, a celebrity. They have no idea that you, the one who works at the clinic, does all of this. And you do it with a smile. And you do it every week. Because this is something you give to us. You give back to us. You inspire us. You bring your energy. You bring your love. And there's so many people like you who have the ability to do some things, but will not do it because they're stuck in the clinic. But you go to the limit beyond. So now that I've just shared your story, parts of it, talk about how does Cassandra feel about her daily life, and how does it inspire you? How do you feel about what you do? I'm giving myself a hand clap. Can I give myself a hand clap? That was a hand clap because I just did that. I did that. Yeah.
You messed it. Like, you flipped it on me, right? Because I never thought it about like that. Because I do, like, you know, say, like, I do. I go to a job, and what I do, I do kind of talk about it to some of the patients and stuff. You know, I show them some pictures because, like, what I look like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is not what I look like, you know, when I hit the red carpet in $5,000 Inzoni gowns or, you know, $5,000 Avna Davis gowns, you know, so. It is a complete transformation because I am, it's like two different people, and it's a fine line that I have to walk when it comes to what I do that, you know, for right now is just paying the bills. You know, say just paying the bills. But I know that who I am, it's a trip. When I'm at the clinic, I'm cozy, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I know, like, if I'm out and somebody says, hey, cozy, I know this is where they met me from. So I've made it a point to separate the two because I, you know, understand, you know the difference between church and state. But it's also very hard because I would prefer to be Cassandra Calloway, the radio host that you see on the red carpets, from the Black AIDS Institute to the Oscars to the Sip and Shop to the Caliwood Awards to, you know, to the Kiki Shepherd event, to the red carpets that I'm about to host this weekend for the new 40 Gala honoring Bishop Noel Jones. And I hope, you know, those are two different people. And, you know, it's like I fight demons, you know. Like, I go to sleep and, you know, God wakes me up, or, you know, like, and I said something to Jackie. It's like right now I feel like there's, like, a finger on my shoulder. Like, you know, I feel like I want to get up, but I can't because it's something like, yo, you're not ready yet. Just sit still. So it is a difficult seesaw that I live on a daily basis with what I do that pays the bills. But what I know will pay the bills eventually is what I'm doing now, interviews with Dr. O, Caliwood Nation, going on Thoughts for Vision, going to Madison Media, radio.com. You know, it's just things that I do. But it's like, and that's just with me too, because I go, yo, how can I just leave the Oscars and with Fabio and Mike Tyson, and I'm looking at some dude's butt crack? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do what I got to do. Yeah. And I don't share that on my show because, like, I don't feel the Caliwoodites need to know that. They just need to know that I'm what they see in the pictures on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. Because if they saw the day-to-day, would I have 2.5 million listeners, people that have listened to the show? You know, really.
No. Listen. Let me tell you something. I shared my story when I was going through my valley, you know, you get to that mountaintop, you're at that mountaintop, and you're the star, you know. I had a multi-million-dollar company. I went through my valley. After my valley, during my valley, I went through some things. I even went through homelessness a couple of times. At that time was when I launched the global movement, wherein which we've toured abroad a couple of times, and we're going again to Kenya in August. And actually, I just found out I'm going to be going to Abuja in October. Now, listen, I was homeless when that happened. That was the first little spell. It was for a month. I went through that. I had the same thing that I said to myself. I said, man, only knew while I'm on the phone leading a team of professionals around the world, what if they knew that I was going through this? Would they be here? Would they even respect me? Do you know how many people have that story? Do you know how many people hide behind or choose not to do anything or choose not to tell their story because of what society will say? And that's what the journey is all about, sweetheart. We got to don't even worry about what society will say, because the bottom line is this: let them watch it all, and they watch you grow. And when you tell your story, that's when you pop. Don't worry about that. Pride comes before a fall, and I'm telling you, life told me, tell the story. And I'll never forget the day that I heard it so clearly to me. My intuition was very, very loud. It said, tell your story. I said, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't know about that. And I remember the first time it came out. I remember the first time it came out. I was shaking like a leaf on a tree and did not mean to tell it. I was in an audience and had been speaking that whole day in front of this audience. They gave me my mic back. The host gave my mic back to give a conclusion. And I went to just say thank you to everybody. And the story started coming out as I held the mic. And if I was crying, a couple of people knew my story. I didn't want to tell them the story, but it came out. And when it came out, the first time it was difficult. It was so difficult. The second time I went on the radio and told it, and I said, oh, my God, what is going to happen? Let me tell you something. Ever since that day, people on the team who had gone through things, the journey is the journey no matter what. And if you are destined for greatness, you're going to go through a journey that is reckoned, that one cannot reckon with. That's bottom line. That's bottom line. And it's an amazing situation. So it's something that when you tell, it empowers you. It gets easier every time. And then before you know it, you have people that you've inspired to do their great things, because they didn't even realize they could do it, but now you inspired them because of what you did. Okay? So, no, baby. It's on and popping. And thank you so much for sharing. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm about to beat you up, man, because when this is over, I'm going to need more therapy. Now, you're going to pay my therapy bill this week. That's all I can say, man. And this is true, because it's like, you know, I don't realize how I touch people until, like,
yes.
I remember one time me and my mom were in the 99-cent store, and this girl was like, yo, you the girl from Safe that used to do celebrity basketball games, or my mom was in South Carolina, and she's like, and she was in the Bojangles Chicken, and we look so much alike, and sound so much like, oh, you sound like Dynasty, you know, and it's always something positive, you know. I'm not sitting up here saying I'm the best person in the world. I do stuff I know I ain't supposed to do, but for the most part, dude, I'm a good friend, you know. And you know, and my thing is, as long as you don't lie to me, you know, and you honest with yours, man, I'm a ride or die. You know, rock and fly, baby. I'm here.
Well, let me tell you something. You have inspired me, and you are authentic and real, and no one can take that away from you. Your story is powerful. I just want you to keep telling it, because you have no idea how you'll even inspire those. We get caught up in the faith. But guess what? You have no idea how much you inspire people, because let me tell you, everybody, just about everybody that's on the red carpet that you're interviewing, they all have a fact. Know that. Every last one of them have a story. And a lot of them hide behind the story. They choose not to tell it. And then you have some people who have no problem, and they'll tell it. But those are the ones that go to the mountaintop. You understand? Those are the ones that really make it to that mountaintop and do the darn thing on another level. Okay, when you can just, man, be real like that. And that's what you do. And I want to say, mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm going to give you another hand clap. Wait a minute, hold on, let me give you another hand clap. Where the hand clap? Are you still there? Are you crying? I know I was crying when I first felt myself.
You know, it's also
also too, that, you know, sometimes I try not to take myself too seriously, but then it's like when I'm doing what I do, it's like, I'm just being totally honest. It's like I'm in a zone. And when I say I'm in a zone, it's like when the camera comes on, it's innate. It's instinct. I just do what I have to do. And it was just like 2 weeks ago, I was doing the red carpet for Chandrella Avery's Sip and Shop for the Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation. And I'm interviewing her, right? And all of a sudden, I hear this, like, laughter, and I'm saying something to her. And I didn't even realize, like, the entire party was standing there watching us. And, like, for a quick second, I got butterflies, and I'm like, yo, I still enjoyed it. Like, my thing is, like, when I get on the carpet, red carpet celebrity interview, I try to do something so that they remember me. Whether I'm doing a 99 Cents game, you know, I introduce my own fragrance to Caliosity at the Black AIDS Institute, whatever it is, whatever question, when the people from Walmart walked up, I'm like, yo, I heard y'all gonna give me some gift cards. But I make sure I'm different than the next person. You know, there's a pecking order when it comes to the red carpet. If you don't have a big name, they put you first or last. You know, there's things that you have to do. But when I'm dressed and it's on, it just comes out. It's like, okay, we telling my story. It scares the crap out of me what I do on a daily basis, whether I'm at the clinic and I'm treating somebody because they have back pain or they can't walk. And when I say I'm at the clinic, I'm helping elderly individuals who this clinic is no insurance. So they're helping hundreds of people without pay. So I'm listening to, you know, people and don't speak a different language, and some of them are Spanish. Like, this hurts, they point to this and that, and I can feel it. But then when I leave there, it's like I know this is not my life, because when I leave there, I'm able to come home, put on $5,000 gown, have limos pick me up. It's like I live a freaking dream. It's a fantasy. I live an incredible life. As long as the necessities are done, I'm not saying I don't want any more. I don't want millions, because when money comes, problems and people because I don't want nobody calling me saying I need to pay my mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Because I would give it to them. But my also thing is, I would give it to you, but I'm also going to give it to you, but I'm going to teach you I'm going to teach you to fish. I'm not just going to give you the fish you can eat one time. I'm going to teach you to fish so you can eat more after that. And that's the thing that I think with this whole thing is, like, the people who are still here now, they're still reaping the benefits of the fact that when I first told them, yo, eat this fish, or taught them how to fish, and then they continue to eat for a lifetime. The ones who just wanted it for, you just give me the fish. You know, I'm going to just eat this right now. I'm going to just take, here's Denzel Washington. They're just taking that 1 second. But if they look at the whole scope of everything, you get more out of it if you go past that 1 second. So for those individuals that have gone past that 1 second in my life, I say thank you. And for those who blink and missing it, y'all dumb. Because look at the picture I put up on Facebook for my Throwback Thursday. That is one of the first interviews and events I did live with Caliwood, the Afro, the whole thing, the lunchbox. You know, everything, there's been a change. There's been a progression. There's been a growth. Not to say that I haven't been scared. I'm like, okay, what are they going to think? Is this too much? You know, I can't worry about what you guys think about me anymore. All I can do is, like, go, yo, this is me. If you can't accept me for who I am, then I'm sorry. I can't hide. Yo, the videos, what you see is what you're hearing is what you get. I may sugarcoat some things to make you feel good so that you can hear me, so you can hear me, not just hear me, but hear me.
Mm-hmm,
right, but this is it.
That's right. Let me tell you something. This is amazing, and I thank you, and I love you dearly. That is so powerful. I know for a fact that somebody is inspired, because what you don't know, there's so many people, even the people that you are on the red carpet with and everyone else, they have stories. They have some real story. And that is in every fiber of our being. It's what makes us. And we're getting ready to flip the script and get on. We're going to open the lines in a few moments. I love you, Callie.
Wait, can I say this to you, Miss Dr. O? You said something to me tonight that made me, that's going to flip my script on the red carpet, right? Because I ask questions, I do whatever. But what I'm going to do is, from this point on, I'm going to ask, after I do what I do, before that celebrity, be some Denzel Watson, people you're just amazed that you see me with, I'm going to ask them, what's your story? And I mean, really, what's your story? So that, and it's not going to take as long as it took for you to get me to get to say it to them. I'm going to make them reach it sooner. But that's going to be what's going to make me extraordinary.
That's right.
Because I'm already extraordinary. But now I'm about to be extraordinary. Okay?
That's right.
A woman who walks in her purpose does not have to choose their opportunities. Her light will come because people are going to give me my opportunity and my purpose. I'm here.
That's right. Oh, you're there. Yeah. Wait, hold on. We gotta get a equipment. Where's the clap? Hand clap. Look like they're doing a church. All right, guys. I'm telling you, isn't that absolutely awesome? We're going to be right back in a minute. We're getting ready to get jiggy with it. We're going to have so much fun. Cassandra, you have inspired me, and I know you've inspired so many. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys. This is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people. And it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen, life throws you a ton of balls, but you must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the intangible things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, thinking, poverty, and such. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception, and so on. Are you ready? It's your choice. This is your moment of inspiration for Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every last one of you.
Welcome back to the True Purpose.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby.
Yes. Say it better from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
So much fun. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Princess Adelia. I am your host for tonight, and I'm interviewing the celebrity journalist, radio talk show host, and personality, red carpet specialist, and now the queen. Well, no. Yes, the queen of the story. Listen, always know this. Your story is just your product for prosperity. Know that. Your story is just your product for prosperity. So never, ever, ever negate the power of the story, because it will bring not only transformation to your life and the release of it, but it will also bring transformation to the lives of those who hear it. So, all righty. Hello, everybody. I'm going to do a roll call. First of all, we are interviewing our wonderful Cassandra Calloway tonight. Cassandra, how are you tonight? How are you, sweetheart?
Well, I had to go get some Kleenex because, you know, you have me over here being so emotional and just sharing stuff that, I was listening. I was like, is this an episode of Grey's Anatomy? I just don't know what to do with myself right now.
Well, I'm glad. And we are here live at Starbucks in Birmingham, Michigan, and we have others that are listening too, and everyone's inspired. This is an amazing thing. And we also have some people on the line that have their hands raised. We've got a lot of people on the line. You said what now? Who do we have on 917? Who do we have at 917? You are live on the True Purpose Development Show.
Hey, what's up, Mama? This is Corey. How are you, baby?
I'm doing well. Who is this? Who is this?
My name is Corey. I've been holding for, like, I heard the whole conversation. My love is there. My girl is there, Cassandra. She's a beautiful person. She's got a heart. As big as gold. And I'm honestly, if I was the clouds, she'd be the sky. She had me covered. But she's a beautiful person. She helps out everybody. She's got a personality. And she's just a beautiful person. And I miss her. And I'm go back in the days. Yeah, she's a good girl. Good woman. Good woman. Strong.
You know, why he's saying girl is, because I have known, and, Corey, thank you for calling. Anybody that's listening, like, you know, put on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that I was doing the show, and so many friends from back in the day and present are, like, here. I just say thank you. But this cat on the phone right now, this cat broke my heart. This cat right here broke my heart. He thought because he was a light-skinned, good hair, he could cheat on me. You know what I'm saying? He probably may be the mean chick that I am now. That's probably why my ovaries are
dry. Oh, my God. Is this the man that broke your heart? Is this the man that broke your heart?
Why you got to go there with that?
Why you got to
go there with that?
Did you cheat on me?
Hold on. We're having a trust me. We still have to welcome in Rich Sister. Rich Sister, how are you tonight, honey?
I'm doing
great.
You're doing great.
I'm doing fine, but she brought that cheating up, and that's, you know, I won't listen.
Corey, did you not cheat on me, yes or no?
Do you guys hear the song in the background? We just listened to Lettucey. We don't stay together. Yeah, you remember that? That was really inspiring. So let's get along in harmony, guys. Let's not have a scandal on the show. I mean, we gotta keep it cool now. Keep it cool.
So what you're saying, Jackie, and what you're saying, Dr. O, is I need to give Corey a pass that he broke my heart.
Yes.
So what it was 30-something years ago or 40-something years ago, I should give him a pass that he brought. He cheated. But you cheated on me with Karen. You cheated, and she wasn't even as pretty as me.
Oh, my God.
You cheated on me.
Oh, my God.
Let's answer this question. I'll never bring it up again. If you be truthful with this, right? Did you cheat on me with her because I wouldn't sleep with you and she was? Is that the reason why you cheated on me? Was kissing and hickeys on your neck not enough?
Now, why you put me out on the line like that?
Ooh.
Did you put me on national air?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I've got to put this post out on Facebook. Just give me 2 seconds. We want everybody to hear. Why did Corey cheat on Cassandra Calloway? Hold on one minute. Hold on. I'm about to put this right now. Why interviewing, it's a live interview right now with Cassandra Calloway and her first love that broke her heart, about to tell why he cheated on her. Okay, wait a minute, hold on. Rich Sister, can you please type this up and share it or something? Hold on, let's see. Okay, wait a minute, hold on, let's see. Let's see. Let me see. Her first love, Corey, oh my Lord, is about to share why he cheated. Wait a minute. No. First, Corey. Oh, my God. This is just too much. Hold on. Guys, wait a minute.
You wanted a story. You wanted exclusive. Now you getting it. Here's
my God.
This is why I am. He made me the way I am.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Her first love just called in the show. Her first love, who broke her heart. All right. Who broke her heart 35 years ago, called in.
It reached.
And Cassandra put him on blast.
Oh God.
And he's about to tell, and he is about to tell why cheated on her and broke her heart. Oh my God. Woo! Wait a minute, hold on. Let's see. Join us live right now. They got 2 seconds.
Why did you cheat on her?
No, hold on.
I don't know why I cheated on her.
No. You cannot tell it now. You can't tell it now. Hold on. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, baby.
Hold on. You got to post it.
Hold on.
Needs to hear this.
Yeah, they need to hear this. I want to hear this. I want to hear why did you do it? Wait a minute, hold on. And then I had a perfect song that I'm going to play for both of you guys as soon as you tell your story. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's see here. Okay, hold on.
You don't need a ton of words. Just post it.
Honey, why? Don't be honeying now.
No, honey, and here's the deal.
That's what he used to do back in the day, though. You hear the voice, and here's the deal. He's one of them little light. Back then, he was in shape. He was one of them light skinned, pretty boys with the pretty hair. And you hear that, but honey, did you see why I felt? You know, come on, post it.
Don't post that.
I already posted. Okay, go ahead. Because I'm telling you right now, people are calling in. They want to hear. Go ahead. Come on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got the perfect song for you guys. Wait a minute. Here, where is she? He'll say so. Let's get this playing in the background.
Pardon me?
It's called Goodbye Lover.
What do you want? What do you want me to tell you, honey?
No, hold up. You know, is the song going to play first or you want to have a squeal?
No, she won't.
Go ahead. I'm playing it in the background. And when it's over, I've got a perfect song for you, Corey. I'm so glad. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. But this is a purging show. The floor is yours. Why did you? No. Let me ask you this since I'm the host. Why, Corey, did you cheat on Cassandra Calloway 35 years ago, being the cause that she is single
today?
First of all,
That's okay, because you know what? We both single. And secondly, I was scared because I didn't know my potential with her, because she probably would have lifted me up higher than what I am as of today. And I miss her. I still love her, as always. I might have made mistakes, but mistakes can be forgiven. And you know what? Time can tell for the future, and I hope to see her again. And I just don't know. I was young at the time, baby. And sometimes, like you say, you don't know at the time what is the right decision. I made a wrong decision, and we all made mistakes. We all human. But you know what? You can forgive, and hopefully the future to lead to a better life. How about that?
I don't know.
Where's Karen now?
I have no idea.
Why was I the second choice? Like, what was it? Because I wasn't sleeping with you? What? Like, really, dude, tell me, really. Like, make me have my, give me my therapy right now. What the hell did I do?
I don't know.
He just purged himself, telling you that he didn't have it all together. He was scared. Sometimes men really do get scared of love. Sometimes, and they may be very young, and they just haven't matured yet. And it's so overpowering, the energy. See, when you have true love, that energy is a beast, boy. And I mean, it's powerful, man. So when you have a gentleman, a lot of times in his youthful years, he makes decisions because he's scared of that. He's scared of missing out and don't know what he's going to get out there, you know, that he has other access to. So he may do some foolish things. But what you have to do, and it's up to you, and that is to let go of it. because that's 30, let me tell you what does matter. 35 years ago he did it, and he was on this show before you were on this show, and he was sitting here the whole time listening to you. He was supporting
you today.
He is still following you. He is single today because he hasn't found anybody that would match you. You yourself, you're single right now. He's single right now. What's the likelihood of this? Right? So, Corey, let me ask you a question. Have you been married?
No! Oh, my God, I can't believe you brought that up. He's still...
Hold on. Have you been married, Corey? I asked you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, you were married, and there's nothing wrong with that. Cassandra Calloway, there is nothing wrong with that.
Are you married?
Are you married now?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's right. He said he's single. Okay, so do you have children right now?
No.
So you are single without children, and you have no baggage right now?
No baggage, no nothing. Single, ready to mingle.
All right.
Like I said, I'm glad you stepped up for me because that was what you said was my answer. Honestly, what you said was my answer towards Miss Calloway.
And what did I say?
Oh, you didn't
say
what you just said. About I wasn't ready, I was scared, made a mistake.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Let me ask you something. Are you born in March or born in April? Which one is it? What are you born in?
February. I'm a Aquarius.
February, you're close?
2016.
Oh, girl, pop goes the weasel. Pop goes the weasel.
Run.
Okay, now listen.
Exactly.
Now listen, listen.
Exactly.
Listen. No.
Why you ask me that?
No. That is a very powerful match. It really is. That's why I said pop goes the weasel. That's a very, very powerful match. And let me tell you something. You're doing well for yourself right now these days, aren't you? Aren't you, Corey?
Yes, I am.
I know you are.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You're doing a darn thing. Where do you live? You're 917. What you doing?
I live in New York.
You live in New York.
I live in Big Apple. Actually, that's how we met. It's back in New York, back in the days. That's how we knew each other for so many years. And it was back in, I can't remember what year it was, but we know each other for years, we learned through basketball, and she's a beautiful person. And I just want to reach out and let her know I'm still alive, baby.
Cassandra, you have to let it go. You and I are going to have a talk. You got to let it go. Go ahead.
Listen.
Sorry.
If you're going to hold a 35-year-old cheating on you as opposed to now, then...
Just be quiet. No, then this.
Just be quiet.
This is this. That's it. That's where we are.
That's my jam.
That's
my jam, sure.
This is what you dedicated to Cassandra. Wow.
You know what that is, right? My name is Angela.
Angel, Angel.
You see? You still there?
I'm here. Corey, you can sing a little bit if you want to.
No. That's my jam right there, baby. That's the main Angela. I can't think. I got to talk to
paradise within my life with you.
With you.
We'll do.
I remember this. Yeah.
Escape.
Still there?
And peace of mind can shine.
She's here. She's there.
I forgot the words. Angel.
Smile at me when the world was unkind.
Cassandra, do you hear that?
Finally able to unwind. I found the name.
I remember that. Wow.
With no regret, I can forget all about my blues.
Oh, that's a beautiful song right there. You guys still there? Yeah.
And my mind,
yeah,
Corey,
just relax. Wow.
You know you lift me up when I'm torn down.
The song should be called Cassandra, my angel. Because she is my angel. Huh?
Yeah, now we're going to turn it down. Y'all go ahead.
You see, he's pushing it really hard. He's pushing it really hard, man.
See, now you saying, I found my angel, but I found Cassandra. And, and she's my angel, but she could say, she's my Cassandra, because that's my boo. You know, that's my girl. You just don't know. You don't know. You just, oh my God. You know, I miss her. I love her. She's there for me. She's so strong by heart, by mind, by wisdom, by everything. And when I need something, she's a beautiful person. You know, it's been a while since we talked, but you know what? We back now, and God can keep us strength and give us every day, bless us, and each and every day keep us forward. Because she's going to help me, and I'm going to help each other, and we're going to be successful. And when we're big, believe me, we do not come back. We will come back to remember who was there, and you're one of them. How about that?
Woo!
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, sometimes you got to crawl before you walk. You got to step back, crawl forward even faster. But that's what I'm going to do.
Did he say crawl back even faster?
No, you step back to walk faster, even forward more. You know what I'm saying? It takes time. But see, I'm impatient, but it takes time. But step back, one, to go forward, two. And I'm going to be there with her. I'm going to help her. We're going to help each other, and we're going to be okay.
Wait, okay, so Corey. Now I'm asking you this question now. Are you proposing that you want to start a relationship, rekindle a relationship with Cassandra Calloway? You want an opportunity?
Oh, no, you did not.
Yes. Yes, I did. He's on blast. He messed up 35 years ago. Corey, what are you saying today? Are you saying you want to start with the friendship and see what the potential may hold because you are single and you want and it's open right now? Is that what you're saying to Cassandra Calloway? Because right now you have got to be saying something that means something or you're saying nothing. Hello?
Honestly, yeah, because you know what it is? It's been 35 years, okay, and it's gonna take a little friendship. I'm on the other side of the world. Don't forget me. You out there in Cali, days. I'm over here in New York. We 700 miles away. But
what's
I work
3,
for.
But what?
Well, how much is it?
3,000.
Okay. Well, you know better than I do. And I work for a major company.
that can get out there, and within time, we'll see what happens.
You want to take one day at a time, and there's nothing wrong with that. You got to take one step at a time. Cassandra, I think it's time to let go. I think it's time to let go and to forgive and realize there has been 35 years. So I think that it's time to understand, where is he? Where is he now? I think this is something else.
Here we go. Dr. O, why do I have to get the fat out of shape, can't breathe Corey? Why can't I get the pretty Corey? Why I got to accept the Corey now?
Because you know why? Because all of that fat this and all of that blah, 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 that's so superficial. That means nothing. What's on the inside is the only thing that has ever mattered in the first place. What attracts you to each other is the energy. And this is where he is right now. All right? Corey, I'm talking for you tonight. Jaheen, let's listen. Let's listen.
Yeah, I'm here.
Lights out, sucker punch, lights out. Called love, we wrote it, then I wiped out. Two ships just passing in the night now. Offshore, looking for a lighthouse. We did, you said that it was painless. Drowning out, drowning in a sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back. Way back to you, baby.
You hear this, right? Oh, my goodness.
You hear it,
my
honey?
I hear it.
No, no, so I'm digging till I end up in Japan. Now,
don't forget it. Everybody hearing this conversation?
Way back. To you, baby. Gotta find a way back, baby.
Oh,
to you, baby.
Gotta find a way back, baby. To you, to love. Ooh, we got lost. Lines got crossed and the lights turned to static, baby. And the knock-jump ship got caught up in the current and it carried both of us away. We were so much better when we were together, baby. And I just can't let you step away.
She's there.
You're making my heart just drop.
That's what's up.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm here.
She's probably speechless right now. Yeah. She's probably speechless right now. She doesn't know what to say.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I'm just dumbfounded.
I was going to rub your feet.
Yeah, okay. I'm putting your mouth right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm sticking my foot in your mouth right now.
Ooh.
My what?
Okay, well, we're gonna keep it real short, you know. Oh, I love me some Jaheim. Oh.
Yes, I think this is him too.
So listen, when can I feed you some shrimp and give you a little bit of white wine, some barbecue shrimp with some lemon garlic, you know. How's that sound?
Nasty, but go eat.
Huh?
Oh, that's what you're about to eat?
No.
No, he said he's going to feed that to you. Work with him. Work with him. Let it go. You obviously have mad love for him, because if you didn't have it, it pains you so much. You have still not let it go. You have still not let it go. Because you know why? Because he was the love of your life. And now he is here.
Oh, man.
Wrong.
No, I'm done now. I'm over it now. As of today, May 22nd, 2014, I'm done.
What do you mean you're
done? Yeah, what do you mean you're done?
I'm done. I'm over it, you know. The cheat on me, I will not bring it up no more.
All right.
Honey,
thank you very much. Woo, woo. Okay, go ahead and talk. I'm setting up. I'm going to shut up. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. Don't need to be done, okay? You need to be open and let everything be going to the flow. Don't give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm reaching out to you, okay? I'm reaching out to you to let you know how I felt and how I feel and what I want. Despite the 35 years ago. No need for holding grudges, because life's too short. Okay? I'm going to come to you right now and be real with you. I don't care what happens. I'll come to Cali. I don't care what happens. You know what I'm talking about? I'll come out there. And things will escalate so high, you won't even know the level.
Mm.
How's that? Okay?
And
you know what? I'm being real. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Straight up. But you're a beautiful person. And I need that companion about this time. Because it means a lot. You're so powerful. You're so grateful. Your heart, the connections, the love God's given with you. And I just wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. If not with me, whoever you be with. I'm going to cheer up in 5 minutes, but I won't do that, because I want to see you soon. You still there?
I'm here.
Wow.
I heard you.
Wow.
You heard that, right?
I heard that. What?
I'm breaking down, baby.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. Corey, let me tell you something, though, all right? This is my sister right here.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
You can come on, talk all kind of smack, love and all of this and that. But if you coming over here with some mess and you have no good intention and you going to play with a heart, there will be no good that comes to that. You understand that, right?
No.
So I hope that you are sincere, because she is a wonderful, wonderful true heart, and she has already been hurt. She is not up for no game. She doesn't have time for that. So what I'm going
exactly.
to say, that I'm like saying right now, don't use the True Purpose Development Show as a form for nothing else but the truth. Do you understand? Do you understand that?
I understand you.
Thank you. So
you know what?
What's that?
I don't play games anymore. I don't play games because you know what? It's too. You know, the stage and the phase is different right now. Back then
all
was
right.
different. Now we're on level one. Back in the day, now we're level five. And there's no reason for that. And I'm serious. I'm very, very serious.
Okay.
But
I'll make you happy, and
I'll see you. We'll talk within time. Trust me when I tell you. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
All right. Well,
there it is.
We're almost over with the show.
We're coming up the air.
I'm going to beat you in the head, Dr. O.
Stop that
Stop that. I heard what you had to say. I saved this. I opened up. I gave you what you wanted. You know, Rich sister. Yo, is Rich sister still over there?
She's still here.
There.
Everybody's still listening. This has been amazing.
There.
This was definitely a scandal show.
Lord.
I mean, we didn't even know. This just went to something else.
Can I promote this Saturday night? I will be hosting the red carpet for the new 40 gala, where they will be honoring Bishop Noel Jones. I am the host of Red Carpet. Go to my Facebook page or go to thenew40.net. And then on June 28th, I'm hosting the BET Red Carpet. But I have to say, please, if you can, tickets are still available for this Saturday, where I will be rocking it, kicking it, breaking it down, maybe even thinking about Corey Reese on the red carpet as I do what I do for the new 40.net gala this Saturday at the African American Museum at 600 State Street here in Los Angeles, California. Go to thenew40.net to get your ticket.
That's right. And you need to go to CassandraCalloway.com. Don't forget that, CassandraCalloway.com. I'm telling you, this was a very wonderful, wonderful, and powerful interview. It was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? We've had a fantastic time. I want to thank you, Corey, for calling. I thank you for darn near proposing on your name. I don't know what this was, man. This was amazing. And I want to thank everybody else who have been listening the whole show on the board here, and also those who have been listening live through all of the social media networks. Listen, you have got to understand that no matter what, there is so much power in your story. Let no one keep you from that. When you share your story, you're inspiring other people. So many times people say that they have nothing to give to anybody else. All you have to do is share your story. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be too proud to be real. And being real is something that will take you to the limits beyond. Trust and believe that. I want you to visit me online at bountifulgroup.com. Don't forget that the Credit and Business Development free workshop is this Saturday in Detroit at 15400 Grand River Avenue, second floor, from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. That's this Saturday, the free Credit and Business Development workshop and seminar. You do not want to miss this. We are going to have phenomenal people that are there that can help you with your finances, help you with your personal and business credit, and also show you how to build a very strong foundation in business and how to create a business that's going to definitely yield revenue. So I don't want you to miss that. Don't forget this Saturday, give me a jingle. You can email me at admin@bountifulgroup.com. That's admin@bountifulgroup.com. You can call our office at 1-707-877-6738. Also, one other thing I have to share. I'm very proud to announce that Transforming Detroit Television Show is now officially a part of an ABC network starting July 12th. We will be live on Channel 20, 11:30 a.m. following Paternity Court. So that is a wonderful, wonderful, exciting, exciting news, because that means that we are able to share even more. And also, don't forget, visit bountifulgroup.com, and I want you to donate to our cause, the Transformation Tour Kenya. We will be there actually representing for so many people who are in need, and also to the bishops and pastors and leaders of Kenya. They say over 1,000 people we will have the opportunity to present to our tour, bringing transformation, billions of people, promoting happy, healthy, and true purpose-driven adults and youth. That's our purpose. That's our mission. And I'm telling you, it is so. From August 1st through August 5th, we are going to have a phenomenal time. So I want you to visit us online, bountifulgroup.com, and I want you to donate. And I also would like for you to just stay tuned. Just keep posted on Facebook, Princess Adelia, and also with Cassandra Calloway. I want you to stay posted with us. Listen, I love you, Cassandra. I love you so much, and I'm so glad that you were on. You came on the True Purpose Development Show tonight. I've had such a blast with you. You are amazing. You are a phenomenal, phenomenal woman in whom we salute today. We salute you. Thank you so much for all that you do to stand strong and being who you are. Love you. I think she's over there, like, crying or something. I don't know. There's something going on here. But anyway, I think, she's there. I think she's got herself on mute, baby. So you need to give her, you got one more minute to tell her some love, some little love to us. And I'm going to go out with a nice song. Just you got 1 minute. You got to do one minute or less.
Listen, before you go, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you,
okay,
too.
Cassandra, I love you. I love my host. I miss you guys, and I'll call you on the next show, and we're gonna keep in touch. When I come out there, we're gonna hook up. We're gonna link up.
You guys need to inbox each other's number. Inbox each other's numbers. That's some crap. What do you mean you're gonna talk to her on the show? That is so shallow. What are you talking about? You just gave her all of this love. You want the telephone number. I need you to get my umph in there. Where's the umph? I know she done let you guys down for 35 years to be rejected. What do you mean you're gonna talk?
Okay, well,
give her number. Inbox her your telephone number. Inbox her your telephone number.
I will. It's on the way. It's still waking up the phone. Don't worry. I'm going to let you know how I'm doing, too. And let you know how we're doing. How about that?
That's what I want to do. That's what I'm talking about. Let me know how you guys are doing. I got my time. I'm getting ready to go out with a nice song. I love you guys. Love you, Rich Sister. Rich Sister was quiet, too. But I love you guys. I'm so glad. Thank you all for listening. This has been a phenomenal show.
90
And you
seconds.
Know what? We are. And I'm happy. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play happy.
Do you know me?
I think that's
to make you happy.
No, not that one.
Right.
No, yeah, I do remember that, but it's not that one. It's this one.
Thank
you, Princess Olivia, for an interview and treat today. And I'll see you on
Yeah, you'll see me Saturday. You'll see me Saturday at 4. Huh? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I had to turn that down. What did you just say?
No. You need to pray. Only you can make
me happy. I don't have that one. The song is about to be over, and what's name is getting ready to just get rid of me. Hold on. No. No. I don't have that one. This is what we're going to do. Jill Scott, now, Cassandra, this is for you. This is where you need to be. Right now.
10 seconds.
Oh, you got jokes.
You're going to hit a page.